Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You but guys with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, we got a quick one for you. That's right, it's a quickie, but today it's all about why you should check your credit report. So, buckle up and let's get into it. How you doing, Sean, Karen?
What's up, Maddie?
I'm good.
Who today can make your world feel good?
Wow, we're getting
the handyman can. The handyman can.
All right, well, that's enough of that, Sean.
That is so much of that, Sean. That was so much.
We're fixing. Come on.
All right, well, let's just get right to it, folks. We are always talking about credit. We are, in fact, two black guys with good credit. It is a main part of this show. But there's one part of this equation I think sometimes people miss, and that's checking on these credit bureaus, making sure that there's no mistakes. You know, actually, a report came out last year that said more than one third of Americans have found an error in their credit report. So you, too, could have some mistakes from these bureaus in how they're reporting your score. So it's important for you, if you're worried about your credit score, is to check up on these credit reports. So, Karen, why don't you take it from there?
Yeah, so I had this experience. We did an episode a while ago about credit, you know, and we were talking about how to fix your credit, not your credit score, but how to fix your credit if your credit sucks. And so that, I think I told you guys, but like that day, I got on the Credit Karma app. And you can check your credit score to see it, correct it, take some action, see what's going on by just downloading an app, honestly. I mean, you know, the three big credit report bureaus are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. But for me personally, someone who's like, you know, a bit of like a noob at finance, no matter what, it was easier for me to just check the Credit Karma app. And in that app, I found that I could check my score. And I also did find a mistake. I actually found an error of a line of credit that didn't belong to me. It was like in the family and I had it corrected and my credit score jumped like, you know, a few points. I think I have since decimated it, but whatever.
Fix your credit will make you jump.
That's right. We need to get that boomer stuff in. So all that I did was you can also do this like kind of the old fashioned way, go specifically to Experian, whatever, go to their website, fill out a form, submit supporting documents. You can mail it in, which is, you know, kind of like very ancient, but you can do that too. And you can follow up by calling or sending a letter to the lender containing the error and having them correct it, and then you can check up on them. What I did, though, was I submitted everything through the Credit Karma app, and it fixed itself, to be honest. There was one bureau that I tried to do that through the app, and they needed like other stuff. They needed me to actually go through that process I just described, but whatever. I'll cross that bridge eventually. It's really not that hard. You can truly just do it in an app.
And I also say this so people know that credit bureaus are mandated by law to respond to you within 30 days. They have to investigate your query. And, you know, they have to make the correction if it is an error. So don't think it's going to be lost in the mail or you won't be attended to. They will get back to you within 30 days. Mm-hmm. But I will also say this. The responsibility to find the errors is not on the credit bureau. You can't be like calling credit bureau. I have an error on my report. Why didn't you guys fix it? Why didn't you do something about it? I'm not paying you. Well, first of all,
I mean, you literally sound exactly like me. Exactly. Was that not right?
Yeah. So literally, they're not working for you. They're not a government sponsored organization. They're private. They're for profit. And it's for you to find the errors and then make it known, as Karen did, to them so that the errors can be corrected with supporting documents. You can also go to credit repair firms if you choose to, you know, that will carefully scan your credit report. But like I say in my classes, and I say all the time, you know, you can find them yourself and save yourself a ton of money. But if you do go to these people to fix your credit, they have to give you a written contract, and you do not pay until the problem is fixed. There's no upfront, let pay first and we'll fix it after. No. By law, they can only charge you after they have fixed the problem. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. And you also have to be told in writing that you have the right to cancel. And you can also hire a lawyer as well if you want to go that route. But, you know, I don't suggest that a lawyer will just take advantage of your money and do what you would do or do what these other people could do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The irony is that if you don't have the money, like if your credit's kind of messed up because you struggle with money, then you might not have the money to go get this fixed, and you might just have to do it yourself. But I don't think it's that, unless your finances are super complex, it's not going to be that hard.
Also, like earlier when I said about the 30% of people who found errors, the report said like 29% found personal information errors. Like, do your due diligence and you know, look for these mistakes. Well, on that note, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Today, we are discussing how to check and correct errors on your credit score. So keep it locked. Black guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Today's show, we are talking about finding errors and correcting your credit report when there are mistakes. The one thing the credit bureaus cannot do or cannot fix are things that are actually wrong. If there's legit something negative, like they can't, you can't
right.
take off or erase things on your credit report, actual dings of things that you actually did. So if you're just mad that it's on there, you know, that's not
forged.
Yeah.
Keyword report.
It's like you are screaming at me.
Yeah, keyword report. If your teacher gives you an F in class, you can't effing change it.
You well, here's what you do. It. Here's what we did, because this was before the internet. We used to just go in with a pencil, real sneaky like, and just change that F to an A. It's actually so easy if you know what you're doing.
Oh my God.
But this is the age of credit karma. You can't just do that. Yeah, an error. It's not an error if it's true, unforged. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah, it was even, you know, just off topic a little, you know, when we'd have those secret spies, and in those spy movies, you'd see like James Bond with three passports. Yeah. You know, I was listening to this, and that can't be done anymore because mm-hmm. Retina changed the whole game. Like, you can't have like three passports anymore. It's a wrap for that. Like, those movies are like, it's not happening anymore. Anyhow, let's get back to.
No, they'll just make special contacts and stuff. It'll be done. Just be more complicated and expensive.
I'm sorry. What are we talking about today? What's today's topic?
I don't know. Okay. But getting back to the topic, getting back to the topic, we're talking about fixing errors on your credit report. Look, one of the questions is like, what's the point, right? Like, what's the big deal? If you even have like a small error. And the big deal is that it's your credit score is so important for your life, right? It's not just about money. It's like how reliable you are as like a citizen, as someone who is entrusted with money, how able you are to pay off debts, whether or not you can take on more debt, whether or not you can be extended a line of credit. And because it's such a big deal, a small error in your credit report can have a compounding effect and just change the narrative on your credit history and tell a different story, which might not accurately reflect your actual financial reliability or how much you can spend or how much you can take on. So even like a spelling error, you just don't know. This thing is kind of like a little bit bigger than... It's three companies, it's the government, it's all of this stuff. So like taking care of small errors, I think, is just a smart strategy to just prevent a big old headache in the long term.
And I got something good that came out of this pandemic. Because of the pandemic, credit agencies are allowing you to check your credit score weekly until April of 2022, my birthday month. So yeah, you can go on weekly and make sure that your score remains consistent and that there's any errors with no fee.
Sean, were you low key trying to get birthday presents from our parents?
Yeah, we heard you.
Absolutely. Come on, it's the best month. And you don't have to wait, you know, and don't wait until you're like applying for something then to find out your credit sucks. I've been around people like that and they call me like, oh, Sean, I'm trying to get a mortgage and this came up in my credit report. I'm like, okay, well, now you're going to have to just take a back step and wait a few months till we correct this error. So don't wait till then. Like, be proactive on it. Get on top of it. Stay on top of your credit before, you know, you apply for loans. You should already know your picture before you sit down on them. Some people sat down applying for a mortgage and don't know their financial picture. I mean, I think that's crazy, Karen. You know, it's like, you know, going on a dating app thinking, not knowing that you're married. Like, come on, yeah, bro. Like, get it together.
That's crazy.
Who would make up a fake, you know?
Anyhow. I can't even relate. Yeah, no, unrelatable to me.
And like we've said throughout this show, errors can be very small,
right?
And or large, like missing payments or underpayments that could really screw up your score. So just, you know, as I say, you know, to everybody I date, I'm going to stay on top. Okay.
Oh, no. Sean always manages to make it not for kids.
Stay on top of it. Well, sorry.
Today, actually, this show was supposed to be a quickie, so let's stay on target.
Quickie, no?
It is. That's what I'm saying.
We did it. Holy guacamole, Matt. We did it.
Exactly. We kept this short and sweet. So, all right, everybody. I hope you had your pens and papers out and took note. Check your credit report. That's it for today's show. I'm Matt Smith. Like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you don't find the mistakes in your credit report, they won't change that score. So look it up and keep it moving. I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis, one third of two Black guys with good credit. I'm the one that's not Black and doesn't have good credit. And I'm here to say that it doesn't matter if you screwed up. Believe me, I do it literally daily. What matters is what you do next.
Well, you're looking fabulous, Karen, but I'm the better half of two Black guys with good credit. And as I say every show and all day, every day, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket and check your score, people. Make sure it's right, okay? And I'm out, Matt. Later. Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.